you're full of joy. Now, not all the time. It's like life, you know. It's ups and downs. But power comes with this. And divine healing. Have you read any on this?
I've heard about divine healing.
Well, there's several gifts of the Spirit when you're baptized in the Spirit. One is tongues, one is interpretation, one is prophecy, one is healing. That's four. There's seven or nine.
Seven or six?
Yeah.
Have you ever witnessed divine healing?
Yes. it's on a small scale, but we in my house just 2-3 days ago. This was real small, and you may not consider that, so I'm not even going to go into that. But I and the group that I have prayer with, they have one woman's leg. She didn't even realize it, but another woman, through prophecy from God, realized that her leg was shortened, and that was why she had had back trouble. She had been in a car wreck and had her back broken, and so she told this other girl, she says, something's wrong with your leg. It's shorter than the other. Well, this woman didn't even know it, and she says, we need to pray for your leg to be shortened, to be lengthened, so, and it'll stop your back trouble. I think this is the general gist of the thing, and, excuse me. So they started to pray that her leg would be lengthened so it would be the same as the other and it wouldn't cause this back trouble. And before they had this meeting, they had decided that they needed to pray more, have more faith, and this was what they were going to pray for more faith. Mm-hmm. And so this leg, the wrong leg, started to shorten. Lengthen. I can't remember it in detail. It started drawing up, and they realized that it was the wrong leg.
It was going the wrong way.
It was drawing up instead of lengthening. And they felt that God was testing their faith and that this was a way to strengthen their faith. And they said, no, that's not what we want. Please, you know. And then he lengthened the leg. She said she saw it literally shrink, and then it just came back to normal. But and another thing, alignment, this is how it was explained. I've only heard this once, and that's the reason I'm having a little struggle with it. She wasn't aware that her leg was shorter, so in order for her to realize that it was, God made it shrink even more.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was, wasn't it?
Well, that's what they decided must have been.
Yes, decided. And so then he...
because there wouldn't have been enough difference, everybody said, well, it was
yeah,
like that, you know.
Because she didn't even know it, but anyway. She's never had back trouble since. And it was just in this way that they feel strengthened in their faith. But that I wasn't in on that. I didn't see that. I believe it, though, because, I mean...
Well, I heard about people being able to stop. Well, this was witches, sort of. Not really witches, but people who would... Like Sybil Leek and those people,
yeah, you know. We know all about them. We pray.
That they could take someone who had a cut on their hand and just touch it, and the bleeding would stop. Or if it was a burn, touch it.
Right.
And it would
this
be
same absorbed. Thing has happened in our group.
I really would like to see that.
Well, we're Catherine Kuhlman. She's one of the faith healers of today, like Ora Roberts. She's a woman, and she's having a service in Jacksonville. We've chartered a bus to go, and she's healed.
She's on TV about 3 months,
yeah.
I believe.
Is this some Pentecostal movement very active here on Cedar?
It's growing. There are just a few. There used to be a Holiness church here,
mm-hmm.
Holiness Pentecostal. And somehow or other the church closed down. I don't know exactly why, but the people that consider themselves Pentecostal, and they really don't like to say that because
there is a social stigma to it.
Yes,
I mean,
because, yes,